Hi, I'm Amy Welsh, and this is Open House, where we celebrate who we are and what we do as a community. And today, our guest is Stan Clark, who's the Director of Veterans Affairs in Adams County. And we're here to discuss veterans and how they can learn and take advantage of resources in this town. So today, Stan, welcome.
Hi, Amy. Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate the opportunity to be here today and try to get the word out about our Veterans Affairs office in Adams County and the benefits that we can discuss with any of our veterans throughout the county.
And I think it's really important to understand for our veterans what resources are available. And when we were talking earlier, you have an extensive knowledge and resource, just who you are at your office is located in Gettysburg on Baltimore Street in the courthouse.
That's correct. We're in the courthouse on Baltimore Street. Our normal office hours are from 8 in the morning till 4:30 in the afternoon. We welcome walk-ins, but we prefer appointments because we oftentimes have people in already or we're not always in the office. So anyone's welcome to come in or give us a call at 717-337-9835.
Perfect. We want to make sure the veterans know about you and the resources available. So to start off, there are a lot of benefits and compensation packages that are available that veterans might not know about or currently not take advantage of. One of the newest is the PACT Act.
Yes, it is. The PACT Act was enacted August 10th of last year and was arguably the largest veterans benefits legislation passed since World War II. It encompassed a lot of additional benefits for Vietnam veterans, Camp Lejeune contaminated water issues. Probably the biggest part of it is the burn pit presumptive illness status for any Gulf War veterans that served in the Gulf from 1990 up through the present day.
So if veterans have questions about this or wonder if they qualify, making that phone call and talking to you first would be a great first step?
That would be great. A lot of folks call and say, we'd like to come in for an appointment, and they're all frantic. Not that we don't like to have appointments, but in many instances, if not the majority of them, a 5 or 10 minute phone call can answer most of their questions. And then if we are going to pursue a claim, there's certain paperwork that you'll have to have that we will need to complete the paperwork so that we can discuss on the phone. And when you do come in, then we can be ready to actually file a claim for you.
And one of the first things that all veterans should know is the form they should all have and most specifically register with the courthouse is the DD-214 form.
That's correct, Amy.
Now, tell us, or our veterans out there, what is that and why is it important to register that?
Most veterans are familiar with their DD-214, their separation papers. It indicates a lot of information about their active duty service, particularly and most important to the VA, is their character of discharge. Any benefit that you apply for with the VA, the Veterans Administration will require that they see a copy of that. So if you do not have one currently, you should call our office and we can explain to you how to go about getting one. And when you do have one, or if you already have it, we would suggest that you come in the courthouse and register it in the register recorder's office.
So you are in a plethora of information, great knowledge for veterans to come in. A couple other things that people might not know about or hesitate to reach out because it's a long process and it could be confusing is healthcare.
Yes, it is. Up until 2003, any honorably discharged veteran could enroll in the VA healthcare system. In 2004, the Congress changed the legislation and it was signed into law that there were certain criteria attached to eligibility. Primarily, if you were not service-connected with any disabilities by the VA, then it was based on the income threshold, and which unfortunately pushed a lot of veterans out of eligibility. So several years ago, they changed it to include any Vietnam veterans, in-country Vietnam veterans, because of the Agent Orange exposure issues. So any active duty in-country Vietnam veterans are eligible for enrollment in the VA. The PACT Act recently included service not only in Vietnam, but in Thailand, Laos, Cambodia, and Guam, and the territorial waters. So a lot of vets are eligible now for through the PACT Act that were not previously.
So it's what you just said is a lot to take in. It's a lot of information. You hold every now and then events where veterans can come together, coffee, donuts, get together, and you have individuals on site to help talk people through healthcare applications. Some might qualify, some might not, but I know you've done a couple of these at the World War II Museum in Gettysburg. Do you plan on doing more in the future to help bring veterans together in this way and to discuss and talk about healthcare?
Yes, we have a tentative plan to do a program at the World War II Museum on every 3 months. We just had one a couple weeks ago, but the Buck family's been gracious enough to allow us to use their venue to hold the coffee and donuts. We also have representatives from the Lebanon VA Medical Center that come down and actually do the enrollment papers. And as exciting as all that is a free tour of the World War II Museum, which is outstanding. And I haven't had anybody out there yet that didn't enjoy doing that as well.
Even if you don't need to understand the healthcare benefits, showing up as a veteran just to meet and greet, be with your friends, be at the World War II Museum is absolutely welcome just to come and
talk. It's fun. A lot of veterans have enjoyed it, particularly because we've had it so far. We've had it on a Wednesday, which is the day the museum is normally closed. So everybody there is a veteran that came to be with other veterans and just a little camaraderie and talk. And we've had some folks that are quite a few that have enrolled in healthcare there. And some have come back just for the event. So it's a good all-around
great
enjoyment for veterans.
Great opportunity to network and be a part of something. One of the things we were talking about earlier is there are a lot of spouses or family members of veterans. Are there resources available to them as well?
Most benefits are available solely to veterans, with the exception of survivors' benefits for spouses or dependent children. In certain instances, for younger veterans that are service-connected with disabilities, because they have dependents, spouses, or dependent children, they get additional compensation for that. If a veteran, most people aren't aware, if a veteran passes away, their VA benefit stops. If one of the causes or contributing causes of death is something that they were service-connected for, their spouse or dependent children could be possibly eligible for dependent indemnity compensation, which is also a monetary benefit that they could possibly be eligible for that we would also help them with.
Another reason to make a phone call to you is to find out some information on things like that as well.
Absolutely. A lot of times vets will call about one issue or one benefit, and we have a conversation, and it opens the door to other benefits that they may be eligible for or may be available to them that otherwise they didn't know about. So
the laws are changing. And so one of the things you do is you keep up with that. You kind of told me earlier you have kind of four things you do. You're not accredited, but you're a lawyer. You can talk about different things that are changing with the laws and the benefits.
Yeah, everything with the VA, any benefits that are available, it's all based on the law, the Code of Federal Regulations 38, which is about this thick.
So we'll let you go ahead and read all that, and then just call
right.
you.
I haven't read all of it, but a good part of it. But the benefits are dependent on that. We do a lot of work with claims that are income related. There's a benefit called aid in attendance, improved pension that low-income veterans and or their spouses, surviving spouses of wartime veterans that had to have served during a wartime period can be eligible for. That's strictly income-based. So we put a package together for them to apply for it. which is oftentimes more complicated than a federal tax return. So we do that, as well as try to know the law and keep up with it, as well as medical issues. A lot of vets will claim a medical issue from their active duty service, but may have other conditions that are caused by that, and under the right circumstances, they could be eligible for additional benefits for secondary causes. So it's good to know a little bit about that as well. And we try to keep up with all of it.
It's a lot to keep up with. One of the other things I want to ask you is, what else do you do under your umbrella of being the Director of Veterans Affairs?
Well, besides all the benefits that we've hit on a little bit so far today, there are burial benefits for veterans. Any honorably discharged veteran is eligible to be buried in a national cemetery. There are a lot of, most of what we've talked about, or everything we've talked about, has been federal VA benefits. We do have a lot of countywide responsibilities. One of them to me that's very important and I consider to be at the very top of the list is appropriate for this time of year, Memorial Day. I'm charged with, and any county Veterans Affairs director is charged with, seeing to it that a flag is placed on every veteran's grave in the county. Now, in Adams County, we have about 89 cemeteries, about 9,500 veterans that we know of buried in those cemeteries. So we coordinate the distribution of distribution of flags. We have about 30 different individuals, organizations, groups that have certain cemeteries that they take do that for, place the flags on, as well as I'm a member of the Gettysburg Commission for the Memorial Day Parade and Ceremony. And Memorial Day is probably arguably our most patriotic and holiday that's most related to veterans.
Wonderful. So how can people be a part of the Memorial Day Parade? It's held here in Gettysburg.
Well, if they're part of an organization or would like to get involved in it, the commission is always looking for individuals to volunteer to be on the commission, attend the meetings. It's not overwhelming. It's one meeting a month generally for about 6 or 7 months. We can always use volunteers to help with along the parade route, setting up the parade, coordinating things, distributing water, things like that. And I could, if they call my office, I could put them in touch with the right people for that.
And even just showing up and celebrating Memorial Day is a great way to thank and show gratitude to our service members.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. A very good friend of mine, a Vietnam combat Marine, has often said publicly and to a lot of people that he feels that he lost a son in the Gulf War, that Memorial Day should be every day to honor our veterans and our deceased veterans. So
I believe that as well. But just coming out and supporting on Memorial Day, asking to volunteer and be available to maybe help distribute or be a part of next year's distribution of the flags on the graves.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a great way.
Anyone that's interested in that could give me a call at the office, again, 717-337-9835, and I can put you in touch with the folks that can put you to work.
And we'll make sure that phone number is up again, because to recap, any veteran that has questions should reach out to you, and sometimes a quick phone call could be that answer. If not, an in-office visit is great.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
And have you gone to residence before? What if somebody is not capable of getting to the office or needs a little bit more assistance? Do we have resources for that?
We normally don't, but in certain circumstances, we will.
So if you feel you can't even just pick up the phone and give you a call, because there might be a way that you can make it work.
Oh, we can always make it work somehow.
How many veterans do we have in Adams County currently?
Right now, there are just a little under 8,000.
So 8,000 of our community members have served, and you're the point person for anything they need. They can reach out to you, and you can hopefully assist them and direct them in the right place to go.
Our office is a place to come. Every county in Pennsylvania has a Veterans Affairs office, and excuse me, Some of the smaller counties have one person. Some of the larger counties have five or six people. But we're pretty well able to, even sometimes we get pretty busy, but we're able to handle everybody, usually in a pretty timely manner without them having to wait too long.
Let me ask you, you've been at your job for about 10 years. You are a veteran. Thank you.
Correct.
You work with veterans. What inspires you for your position to keep going?
You cheated, I told you earlier. So when I first went to the accreditation to become a veteran service officer, I had an instructor who was, his entire career was working with the VA. And he was retiring right after our class, actually. And I told him at the end of it, he was an excellent instructor. I told him at the end, I said, Leroy, I said, how have you stayed so excited and enthusiastic and motivated dealing with the VA, which can at times be trying? And he said, Stan, he said, remember a couple days ago we talked about a wartime pension for low-income veterans and how maybe getting $100 or $125 for them would be a life-changing event, whereas for you or I, it probably wouldn't be worth the effort to go through all the paperwork and all you had to. And I said, yeah, I remember that very well. He said, that's why I've done it for 40 years, and that's why you're going to do it. And that always sticks in my mind when I get frustrated with the VA and things not going the way we exactly want to, or we don't get the decision on a claim that we like to. I think back to what he said, and a lot of instances that I've personally been part of now in the last 10 years where I know we made a difference in veterans' lives and their spouses, and that's what keeps us going.
We're glad to do it. Also, when you file a claim and you support a veteran to get to the next step, whether it's health care or compensation, pension, you follow up on that claim. You are the liaison between your veteran and the government approving or needing more paperwork. You really are a point person. So once they come to you, they're in great hands and you're going to support the process.
Right. What we do is when we submit a claim to the VA, every open claim we have, we check it once a week at least to make sure that it's going along through the process the way it should be. A lot of times the VA will send out a request for additional information directly to the veteran. And a lot of times I'll see it before they get the correspondence and I'll call them and say, hey, heads up, this is coming. So get it ready, get it to me, we'll submit it. And we try to stay ahead of the curve. Plus, a lot of times we'll see things in there that appear to, that they might be a problem, and we do what we need to do or can do to head it off at the pass, and so it's not a big problem later on. It's always easier to correct it before they make a decision than after they make it, and then we go back and try to have them change their decision.
So you're a great advocate.
We keep on top of that all the way up to the decision phase, and a lot of times the vets will get the decision in the mail before I see it that week. A lot of times I see it first, and when I see it, I call them and let them know.
And each decision made is a life that could be changed that you got to be a part of and assist a veteran. Just like your friend said, even if it's $100, $125, every step and movement forward is impactful.
Oh, it definitely is. And we get most people are very, very grateful for what we do and keeping in touch with them and being able to help them out. So it's very fulfilling.
What about those veterans who don't have the resources of maybe a computer or laptop, or like myself, they're not very computer savvy? You're a point person to really assist
Well, I'm not real computer savvy either, but they can come in and we'll muddle through it. We'll get through it. We'll figure it out.
It's nice to know they just have somebody on their side.
Oh, absolutely.
To help through the process.
You know, they can come in and we've got the resources to be able to do what needs to be done.
So the call to action for veterans would be, if you're hesitant to enroll or look into compensation, reach out to you and you can help them quickly understand what's available and if they qualify. I think
absolutely,
that's a great start to know that you're in our community, you exist, your doors are open,
We're there every day.
And you're available to talk on the phone. And also, too, not every visit needs to be an appointment. Over the phone is a great way to save time and get some answers really quick.
If someone needs an appointment or ultimately to do the claim, they're going to need to come in and provide paperwork and sign certain applications. But a vast majority of the work can be done on the phone, primarily letting the individual know what they need to bring in. So when they come in, they have everything they need. We try to make it so you only need to come in one time. It doesn't always work out that way, but we try to make it as convenient as possible so the person doesn't have to come back and forth over and over and inconvenience them.
Is there a resource that is the most underutilized that you wish more veterans knew about? Is there anything that, hey, here's the thing?
I guess the biggest thing is a lot of veterans, the majority of veterans, do not know and are not aware of what is available to them. And unfortunately, there's no one source for that where you can look it up on the internet or anything like that. So that's why we suggest if anyone has any questions, we'll be glad to talk to them. A short phone interview to find out what branch they were in, when they were in, how long they were in, if they had any illnesses or service-connected disabilities, and to try to determine what, if anything, they may be eligible for.
And if people are thinking about looking into the healthcare assistance, they could do a meet and greet at the World War II Museum, and you'll have that.
Or we do them all the time.
You do?
Oh, yeah, month-wide. Now, we don't have the people from Lebanon, but we can do it in our office almost as good as them. They've got the live connection to Lebanon, but we can do the application and submit it to Lebanon for them. So we can do it anytime at all.
Well, thank you so much, not just for your service, but what you're doing for all the veterans of not just Adams County, but all over the state of Pennsylvania. I'm sure you've met people from all over the world who share their stories, and knowing that this brotherhood exists and you're a great North Star for people to go to for these resources, a friendly voice, a really sweet face to sit down with and help get through these extensive programs that they might not know how to do. So thank you. And last, is there any call to action one more time to our veterans to reach out to you?
Yes. So thank you very much for having me today. I appreciate it. And all I would say is to any veteran out there or surviving spouse of a veteran, deceased veteran, if you have any questions at all on any veteran's benefits, you may or may not be eligible for something, but if you give us a call and we have a little conversation, we may be able to make you aware of something that you weren't aware of before. And if you are, we will lead you every step of the way until we can do an application for you and get a decision. So we appreciate it. We're located in the county courthouse in Gettysburg on Baltimore Street. And our phone number is 717-337-9835. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And I am so privileged that you were here with us today at this open house for a very important message. So get in contact with Stan Clark if you need anything at all for your veteran or your veteran affairs. Thanks so much.